Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. The Q&A has returned, and so is this guy. It's Peter Beiser. Peter!
Jimmy.
RFR VIP Peter Beiser's back for another round of the RFR Q&A. We had a good time last time. Generated a lot of sympathy for you, Peter, in the wake of you revealing that your newlywed wife back then made you give away your childhood Star Wars collection.
I feel bad that's the direction the conversation went. So before we get started today, I just want to put a heartfelt apology out there to Megan. She didn't do anything wrong.
It's too late.
Kind of vilified her a little bit. I sat there and...
It's too late. You can't do any... You're in the doghouse for good. And you're in the doghouse without your Star Wars collection.
So, it's true.
I fail to see... the apology being a one-way street in this situation, okay?
You love this. That's great.
I think that Meg should come to terms with things and apologize to you, but that's just me. I'm on the outside looking in. And the last thing I want to do is be any kind of... marriage counselor for you guys, you know, because then that would ruin everything.
Well, no, and then I guess my Patreon fee would be a little bit higher than it currently is. So, those marriage counseling fees, it's expensive stuff. But we got deep last time, and I want to kind of continue this, but in a completely different direction.
Okay.
Not going this way, but going your way. And I thought about, okay, if I'm making a return visit, what do I want to talk about? And just the name of this show being Q&A, I want to ask you questions. I am very curious. I think I told you I've been listening since the very beginning of the show. I think when you were like a guest star. So many, many years. And I've seen many, many adventures that you've been on. And there's never an opportunity for you to kind of, I don't know, have a normal person ask you about this stuff, since you're always talking to Swank and he's kind of been on the same adventures with you. But
and he's totally abnormal, too. We need normal people here. Yes. Yes.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like, you know, from an outsider's perspective, you've gone to, and use another analogy for another franchise, but you've gone to Mount Doom. You've been all the way there to the ranch. You've seen the inside. You know these people. You interview these people, and you're still a fan, which is shocking to me, because they say, right, never don't meet your heroes, right?
Yes.
You don't want to see the sausage being made.
Yes.
And you have talked about the sausage being made for 15 years. You've met your heroes. Like,
yes.
You've done it all. So I'm curious. I'm curious how it's sort of changed you as a fan, and the adventures that you guys have been on. Like, what's it been like?
Well, I have met my heroes, and I've met their sausage, and it's it's pretty neat. Number one, it's been a privilege of mine. It's been a privilege for me, I should say. It's been something that I never dreamed of. I've always tried to put myself in a position where I can take that sort of access whenever I get it and share it with as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I know how to do it is with a microphone. So that's what